From NPR News, this is Day to Day. You know, even before the writer's strike, people were flocking to what was once a dull outpost on cable television, the Weather Channel. The family that owns it is now exploring the possibility of selling the Weather Channel, and it is so hot right now, pardon the pun, that the Weather Channel could fetch billions of dollars. Marketplace's Sam Eaton is here now. And Sam, why is the Weather Channel so desirable?
Madeline, for one thing, it's one of the few remaining basic cable channels that hasn't already been gobbled up by the big media conglomerates. It's still owned by the Batten family of Norfolk, Virginia. They have a private company called Landmark Communications. The family has hired two investment firms to explore the sale of many or all of its media assets, which also include nine daily newspapers. Back in 1982, when they first started the Weather Channel, it was largely dismissed because who, of course, in their right mind would want to watch 24 hours of weather reports? Those critics have since been proven wrong. The channel and its website, weather.com, have become hugely popular, especially in the aftermath of Hurricane Katrina, as the channel added special coverage on hurricanes and climate change. I talked to Porter Bibb with MediaTek Capital Partners. His firm tried to buy the Weather Channel back in the 90s for about $700 million. He's, of course, kicking himself now. The Weather Channel is expected to fetch about $5 billion.
The Weather Channel is the crown jewel, the holy grail, and as one of the suitors has been quoted, it's the last great beachfront property left in the media industry.
Now, Bibb says weather is one of those utterly compelling subjects, and that, of course, isn't going to change.
Now, Sam, I heard Rupert Murdoch might be interested in buying it, and others as well, big names. Why would they pay so much for something they could just do themselves?
Yeah, supposedly NBC is among the suitors, News Corp, Comcast. NBC already has a weather-related unit called NBC Weather Plus, but it's never really taken off. The Weather Channel has really managed to corner the market here, the big money, of course, being in advertising. And advertisers love the Weather Channel both for its growing audience and the fact that the weather is always changing, so viewers are less likely to TiVo its content and fast-forward through the commercials.
Hmm. Now, you mentioned earlier the website that's part of the Weather Channel, weather.com. Is that a big part of the package?
It's perhaps one of the most appealing parts of it. Weather.com is the nation's 18th largest media website by traffic. It's attracted some 32 million unique users last November. That blows both CNN and Facebook out of the water. The website also has partnerships with the likes of MySpace and Yahoo. Also, a big part of Weather.com and the Weather Channel's success has been its willingness to take on hot-button issues like climate change, sometimes in controversial ways. Going forward, one of the main questions will be whether the site can retain that role in the global warming debate.
Well, thank you, Sam. That's Sam Eaton of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. And Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.